Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Paul Gallant in for the OG, John Lopez.
Boy.
Seems like people are enjoying this.
I'm enjoying this.
Good. Well, that's the only thing that matters, right?
Yeah.
Just as long
it
as
it is. You know, it's about me, Reggie.
I've noticed. I've taken that
give
in.
Give a damn what everybody else is.
Very early on in what's happening here.
Let me talk about my life and my cat and living under a bridge as I look for another job. Not actually happening.
Okay, good. I was a little concerned in that moment. Let's get to the question of the day here. Who seems like the most fake athlete? 713-572-4610. That is the number to text because recently, actually, I believe this was yesterday that we got this news. Russell Westbrook, who's bounced around the league, former Rocket, obviously, now with the Sacramento Kings because gross. But apparently there was news that came out that he really wasn't a fan of a particular thing with LeBron James.
Yeah, so from what I understand, there was some sort of meet and greet setup where LeBron was supposed to meet, along with the rest of the Lakers, Will Smith. But LeBron and Anthony Davis walked out. Rockets legend Patrick Beverley pointed out to Westbrook, who also wanted to walk out, that, hey, we have to stay. They don't because they won a championship. So they're there. And all of a sudden, after the Will Smith meet and greet with the Lakers begins, LeBron comes back. A Q&A session opens up, and LeBron just kept asking Will Smith question after question after question. And Russell Westbrook was like, what the hell? Because he had left only to come back 20 minutes into whatever Will Smith was doing.
Getting jiggy with it, I presume.
And, right, and then making jokes and quoting his movies just like that, Reggie. He was saying things, I don't know, did he quote Wild Wild West or some of Millennium?
Most obscure Will Smith reference, 713-572-4610. Winner gets a shot.
Will Smith should have thrown him out like Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, that's right. There we go. I like what we're doing there, Fig. So, yeah, like
So that's Westbrook. What set up it, and I guess Reggie, Russell Westbrook talked to other players, and in this article, or in this book that was written, yeah, this is where he believed that LeBron James was fake, plus all the other things with, you know, the reading the book, the Godfather quoting.
Being three pages into Malcolm, to the autobiography of Malcolm X for ages on ages on ages on end. Yeah, like LeBron is a high seed in this particular game.
The one thing he got out of that book was he was a really, really deep man, good man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you got from that book.
Even though every time I saw him in that book, he was in the Detroit Red era of that. He was in. He didn't get to the real.
We all had to read that book in high school, right?
I actually didn't read it in high school.
You didn't read it.
I read it later.
I read it. It was really interesting. I mean, I'm if you're gonna read, and I don't read as much as I used to, but I mean, I don't know. Keep reading. It's pretty interesting.
Right. Like, I would actually prefer if LeBron James just kept holding that book over the entirety of his career. But eventually, you saw him get deeper and deeper into it. Like, yeah. Just a 22-year career where eventually he finished the book and took had a takeaway.
Yeah, or like just go 10 pages further the next time that you're in front of the media while they're recording you in the locker room as you look at your book.
Remember, kids, it's not how quickly you read. It's that you take the information, you retain it, you know? All right, so who are the fake? Who is the fakest athlete? LeBron James, the number one seed. Toby on the YouTube. Russell Wilson.
I covered Russ in Seattle.
Okay, let me go ahead and isolate. What you got?
It's him. And it's funny.
Oh, without a question,
I think it's him. Personally, I think it's him because I remember I go up to Seattle and I'm like, why does everyone in Seattle seem to not like Russell Wilson? There's this push to let Russ cook, to give the offense over to Russell Wilson, which I think we've seen to a degree with C.J. Stroud and the Texans offense from time to time. And I get up there and then people just kept on telling me all these interesting stories about him. I do think that Russell Wilson isn't a bad guy, but I also think that he goes out of his way to portray himself as this character that is very, very hollow. You talked about it when we were getting ready for the show, Reggie. Very politician-esque.
A whole pack of Badgers. It's the thing that sticks out with me. If you've watched Sunday Night Football where Russell Wilson is playing, when he says the school or whatever, you know, some people decide to shout out the high school, some Ball So Hard University or whatever, but most of the time people will shout out the college. He played at two places. Started at NC State. They ultimately took his job from him, and he transferred to Wisconsin, where he finished. Which team do you think he would pick? Wrong. He did not pick one. He says a whole pack of Badgers because NC State is the Wolfpack, Wisconsin, obviously the Badgers, and he's like, I must appease both of these constituencies in any given time because I cannot have anybody be mad at me.
Do you feel bad for people like this? Because to see Russell Wilson this week in response to Sean Payton, call out Sean Payton for his role in standing idly by while Bountygate happened with Greg Williams and the Saints, that's a little bit of authentic Russell Wilson that came out right there. And I wish athletes would feel more comfortable just being themselves. One of the reasons I like Durant, Kevin Durant, before he even came here, a lot of people gave him crap because, oh, you're too online. I don't know. I think he's pretty funny when he comes back and claps back at all the haters, if you will. So do you feel bad for guys like this that are always putting on that show?
I mean,
a little bit.
In a way, because it feels like you could tell they feel like they had to. Like, Kevin Durant is a great one because people think about him being on social media, the burners, or like that thought process. Before that, I remember Kevin Durant early in his game, right? Early in his OKC time, where the one thing that he did that peeved me to no end, the coldest nickname was provided to him in Slim Reaper, right?
One.
That is one of the best nicknames I've ever seen given to an athlete, bar none. And he was like, no, thank you. I would prefer to be called the servant because he felt like he needed to have this pious identity. You don't remember this, Paul?
I don't.
You don't remember the servant? This is
oh god.
This
that's
one offended.
Awful.
This one offended my sensibilities. If you can't tell,
oh, that's terrible. I thought it was because he's like me. He's maybe a little bit self conscious about being skinny, like the person who texted in 40 minutes ago about my runner arms.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Son of a biscuit.
No, but I think that he was at a point in his career where he was just like, I need to be, you know, good, wholesome. I don't want to offend anybody. And I think that he was boxed in because he felt like this is what you have to do. You have to have this polish in order to be, you know, a star. And I think at some point when he was looking for that validation, and eventually people didn't give it to him, especially after he moved to Golden State. He's like, all right, well then bleep y'all. I'm going to be myself fully. And what you find out is being yourself, you got a lot of people that will ride with you. Now there's going to be people that don't like you, but you weren't going to be able to get those folks. I do feel for Russ in this way, is it feels like this is a lot closer to him than I want to give him credit for. But then also, he can't escape it. Like this is, although apparently he escaped it a little bit. You were mentioning, Russell Wilson.
Just for a moment with Sean Payton, and Sean Payton took another shot at Russ, and Russ fired back.
Yeah, Russ fired back. We played the audio of Sean Payton earlier in the week. Okay. Basically talking about how he was hoping that the Jackson Dart switch would happen later on.
And by the way, season. Even Brian Daboll felt that way. Brian Daboll's like in the concussion tent. He's like, hey, Jackson, we need you back out there. I don't care if your brains are scrambled eggs. Get the hell out there. Like, I don't want to see another throw of Russell Wilson.
He said, I'll get you some salt, some pepper, and some Cholula to make sure that the eggs are good. Get out here. Everybody's with this. I've said it openly. I actually do feel bad for someone who all your coworkers openly disdain you like this. Like, I don't know who else has to go through this.
And they probably don't tell them to their face ever, too. It's a disdain.
Oh, the way that this is happening, they're kind of telling him to his face.
Now they finally are. I think when he was good, though, and I think that might have been one of the things in Seattle that was really interesting. There would be some players that spoke up about it, but there were a lot of players who didn't say anything about it, but did feel the same way that Richard Sherman felt about Russ.
Yeah, and well, Richard Sherman made it clear. Anyways, to finally pay off on this, Russell Wilson tweeted, classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 years later through the media. Smiling face emoji, laughing emoji, hashtag let's ride, which I thought he left in Denver, but okay. I am surprised that he actually felt the comfort to be able to do this. Like, he is a lot later on the scale. Like, his career is not going to go very much longer.
Probably.
I thought he would have found a little bit of this bravado earlier on.
Yeah, but you got to be good to actually do it, unless it's Sean Payton for whatever reason. He and Sean Payton do not get along. Interesting nominations, Reggie. Someone says Dylan Brooks, not a villain. Is that fake?
I don't think it's fully fake. I just don't know if he embodies it as much, or if he embodies it as much as he could. I think he really does feel himself to be, he's an annoyance. Like, he's a pest at the very least. He wants to be a full villain, and I don't know how much he can handle it, but there are some people that want to be the villain. Sorry to keep bringing up KD. Eventually I'm going to be a subject of a tweet if I'm so lucky, but yeah, there was a point in time where, actually not KD, I'll take it to LeBron. Remember when LeBron went to Miami?
Tried hard.
And he was like, well, I'll be the villain if y'all want me to. No, you don't. You clearly don't want this. You clearly want to be loved. And I think Dylan Brooks is somewhere in the middle of that spectrum where I don't think that he needs the love, but I also don't think he's willing to go full, I don't care what y'all think about me. You know, I feel like there's somewhere in there for him there. Someone brought up, they said Lakin Tomlinson. What makes Lakin Tomlinson fake?
Well, he's not a starter.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's that. I don't know.
Michael Jordan is actually a really interesting answer, because I don't think he's fake at all. I think he's just a psychopath.
Right? we talked about that before the show. There are some of those stories I wonder about. Does he ham it up a little bit? Does he add a little tall tales to all the things that he talks about because of all the mythology that's behind him?
If anything, the only fake stuff where I think he's fake is when he like gets out here and actually gives us a little bit of a like elder statesman, which is very, very rare and in small doses, to the point where I'm like, well, we know what this is. Mm-hmm, we know he has to do this. Keep those coming in. 713-57, that was nasty. 713-572-4610, that's the number to text. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Where is the NFL finally going to get rid of this thing that they've been trying to get rid of? Let's talk about that and more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.